Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article called How to Build an AI-Ready Culture in Your Business, written by Brett Allegri Wood.
And the central argument here is something a lot of business owners get backwards. They go straight to the tools.
Right. And Brett's point is the culture has to come first. Before you pick a platform, before you buy a subscription, your people need to be ready for it.
Which sounds obvious when you say it like that, but most businesses skip it entirely. They just roll something out and wonder why nobody's using it properly 6 months later.
He uses a good analogy. Think of your team as the engine of your business. You wouldn't pour rocket fuel into an engine that hasn't been tuned for it. Building the culture is the tune-up.
I like that. So what does Brett say is actually stopping businesses from doing this well?
He names five blockers. The biggest one is fear of replacement. Team members quietly worry AI means layoffs. They don't say it out loud, but it's sitting there.
And if nobody addresses it, it just becomes passive resistance.
Exactly. Then there's no clarity on why. Leadership jumps to tools before strategy. There's overwhelm by hype. Should we do ChatGPT, automation, machine learning? Then poor data discipline. And finally, no maintenance process.
That last one, what does he mean by no maintenance process?
It's what he calls prompt drift. Over time, the accuracy of your AI gradually slips because your business changes, your data changes, the model changes. If nobody owns the upkeep, the early wins just fade.
So someone has to own it, not just the initial setup.
Right. He compares it to a marketing campaign or an HR policy. You wouldn't set it up once and walk away. He says AI is the same.
Okay, so practically, how does he suggest you actually start this?
Step one is just having a conversation, not a workshop. He calls it an AI coffee session, an informal chat with your team. Two questions. What parts of your job feel repetitive? And where do mistakes or delays usually happen?
That's pretty low stakes.
And the answers can surprise you. In Brett's own property management company in the UK, around 25 staff managing 1,000 properties, he started by asking what tasks his team hated. They gave him 146 tasks. That became the first 3 months of work.
146 from just asking the question.
He also gives a concrete example from that same company, deposit claims, comparing check-in and check-out reports, and preparing the write-up for the landlord and tenant. It used to take 3 hours. AI brought it down to 3 minutes, with better results.
And were the staff on board from the start?
Not immediately. The question sitting in the back of their minds was, is this replacing my role? But once they saw it freed them for more important work, they became fans. 2 months later, they were self-directing, working through their own list of tasks.
That shift from nervous to self-directing, that's the culture change actually happening. That's what you're aiming for.
That's it. He also recommends creating what he calls AI champions, 2 or 3 naturally curious people in your team who explore tools, test small automations, and share what they learn. Internal confidence spreads from the inside out.
Most teams already have someone like that. You just need to give them permission and a bit of structure.
He says, give people permission to play. Use sandbox environments or dummy data. No risk. Then celebrate the small wins. That's how the mindset shifts.
What about privacy? Because that comes up a lot when I talk to owners. They're worried about what happens to their data.
Before implementing anything, Brett says answer 3 questions. Are you handling customer and employee data securely? Who owns the data your AI tools produce? And who is responsible for maintaining and monitoring the outcomes? He's clear. These aren't IT questions. They're leadership questions.
So the owner has to be across this, not just hand it to the tech person and hope for the best.
Right. And he lands on a line worth writing down. AI should make your team more productive before it makes your business bigger. Growth with empowerment creates chaos. Growth with empowerment creates capability.
That's a good one. Okay, so one thing to do this week if you're listening to this.
At your next team meeting, ask, if AI could take one task off your plate, what would it be? Just that question. See what comes back.
And if you've got someone on your team who's already curious about this stuff, make them your AI champion. Give them one small problem and some space to work on it.
You can read the full article at anabu.ai. And if you'd like Brett and the team to look at where AI could augment your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book right there on the site.
Worth doing.